Hi there, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Pop Culture After Dark. It's 2024, and Abel and Vani are back with all your favorites. Hi, Vani.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. We're back. What?
I know. I was like, I hope I remember how to record. And then I hit record, and I'm like, is this recording? I don't know what's happening. It's like a little bit of stage fright after like the very first recording of a long time. So it's been a while. But Vani and I were just talking because we haven't really seen each other that often because I work like crazy and Bonnie's on her gym journey. And so like we're always just so busy. So we're like catching up and we're like, man, this the topics that we have for you guys today is like season one Pop Culture After Dark. It's like, what's happening?
Like, what is this? What is this drama again?
I know. So some of the people we're talking about today are Britney Spears. We have some Real Housewives of Salt Lake City drama, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, Tristan Thompson. So we have like a whole ESPN segment for you guys. the Barbie movie drama, Madonna, Selena Gomez, Benny, what's his name?
Blanco.
Okay. Benny, Kanye West, Ariana Grande, and fucking bitch Candace Owens that could sit in the back.
I don't know. I kind of like her on this segment. We'll see what's up.
Hold on. What did you just say?
I said I kind of like her in this segment because she, girl went off, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, let's start first with Britney Spears. Britney Spears has some drama happening, as she always does with her fucking life. So Britney Spears is actually getting divorced, right? She's getting divorced to Sam Asghari. I think that was his name. Well, their divorce has been ongoing for months now, and there was an alleged like prenup that was signed before they got married. However, they're still battling it out in court. According to U.S. Weekly sources on Wednesday, Sam said that he wanted more money than he's owed and is actually starting to kind of irritate Britney with their lawyers going back and forth. She is quoted to like some source. There's always a source. Well, the source closest to her said, quote, she feels Sam is playing the Mr. Britney Spears card for everything it's worth. And she feels that it's kind of pathetic. Sam has been seen around all over Hollywood. He's allegedly wanting to be an actor now, but he does feel that he should be compensated properly for everything he, quote, went through with Britney. And the exact amount he wants is being kept confidential, but he's not happy with what Britney and her team have proposed. And another insider added, Sam is going for everything that he can that's under the sun. So it's going to get messy. Allegedly, before all of this, he was going to get $1 million for every 2 years of marriage. So since he filed for divorce in 2023, it's because it wasn't even 2 years, he doesn't even get $1 million. The only thing he was going to get was like any gifts that Britney may have given him or cars. But he is fighting for more. So, Bonnie, what are your thoughts on the messy divorce?
That song Gold Digger from Kanye West keeps playing in my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck him, first of all, okay? Because he is an actor. He had his greatest role, okay? I mean, fuck that. That's all he did during this marriage. This, like, I don't know. I really think there was, like he was her handler. You know, I think it had something to do with her dad. I don't think it, like... whatever, I can't stand him.
Like, I know he's, and then I'm like, Britney Spears is legit America's sweetheart, and so how are you gonna want to get a movie role though and be like, I feel like he'd just be blacklisted from Hollywood because everybody just loves Britney even though she's off her rocker. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think him using her like that, and then for the sources, which is usually them, let's be honest, the sources saying like that he's going to go for everything that under the sun. I'm like, that's fucked up.
For less than 2 years of marriage, get out. Stop it.
And then he's the one that initiated the file for divorce.
Exactly.
The filing. So like, no. Bro, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, just keep your cars and get away. Like, just be known as Britney's one of her husbands.
Exactly.
Simple.
And like, there was literally no kids, nothing else, no ties. But that's it. Mm-hmm. You're done. You served your purpose.
Well, Britney Spears, like I said, she's off her rocker. When we said hashtag free Britney, we probably should have been like hashtag free Britney a little, because now she is reportedly being banned from the Four Seasons Hotel. So on Tuesday, the U.S. Sun said that the pop star was recently banned from the luxury L.A. hotel despite her years of patronage after making fellow guests quote uncomfortable with public displays of nudity. One source tells the outlet, Britney has been going to the Four Seasons in Westlake Village for years, but she's been causing a headache for the staff recently. Some guests have complained about her going topless by the pool and making them feel uncomfortable, and her behavior is often bizarre and annoying. Staff have talked about it throughout the whole hotel, and it's really unfortunate, but she's not allowed there at the moment, and definitely not at any of the Four Seasons spas. In the past year, she's been banned from the hotel, unbanned, and is now banned again. And then the source ended with, quote, Britney might be an A-list celebrity, but she can't run around doing whatever she wants at the Four Seasons. It sees a lot of high-profile guests and rich guests checking in who spend thousands there, whether it be for a business trip or leisure, and they don't want to be made to feel awkward. I think that if this was happening, like, I don't know, at a La Quinta hotel, she'd be in jail if she wasn't Britney Spears, right? If she was topless. Now, she was like in a private resort, like a, you know, that's like, I don't know, just like a very private place. And she just, people happen to see her topless. I think that'd be different. Or like a topless beach or somewhere in Europe where it's a little bit more acceptable. You know, I think that would be okay. But here in the United States of these Americas, that is considered nudity and you can't be nude in public. So,
I mean, didn't New York like kind of pass a law saying that you girls could be topless just walking around New York?
But so, she's in LA.
She's in LA. Okay, well, I mean, there are places here where like it's okay for women to run around topless. And do they? Probably like no. I don't think I've ever like really read anything about women actually running around topless. But I can see where that could be a problem if you're at the Four Seasons enjoying like a family getaway and your 10-year-old is like, what are those? You know what I mean? Like,
who's that crazy lady?
Yeah, and especially if she's running around topless, swirling knives around and stuff. Like,
talking to herself probably.
Filming her TikToks and her Instagram reels and stuff, like
with her dancing. Someone needs to help her. God, like just hashtag free her a little.
You know, hashtag rein it in. Bring it back.
Yeah. But whatever. Let's move on from one of America's sweethearts to another, Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift, she is obviously probably the biggest name in pop culture at the moment, right? Anything she does, it turns to gold. Well, this past week, there was a man who was arrested at her New York City townhouse after he was just arrested there previously for trespassing, and he's quoted to be like a stalker of hers. So he was taken into custody by NYPD after allegedly trying to gain access to her Tribeca area townhouse. Neighbors observed the man reportedly acting erratically and openly claiming he wanted to meet Taylor. Obviously, that didn't happen, and cops eventually came and hauled him away. And then just a couple days later, he repeated that same exact performance. And according to TMZ, the stalking sequel was allegedly perpetrated by the same exact person with the same exact motives. They say when cops arrived on the scene, they found the guy just around the corner from Taylor's place. Based on their interaction with him and his previous history from the past 48 hours, they had enough to take him back into custody for the second time. So TMZ reports that the stalker's name is David Crow, and they say the man is from Seattle. He was booked into NYPD custody the second time after police discovered an open warrant from a 2017 case when he failed to show up to court too. So obviously there's some legal history there. And then on Tuesday morning of this week, the NYPD confirmed that they had indeed rearrested Crow on stalking and harassment charges. In a statement handed off to various news outlets, police officials noted officers were approached by multiple complainants who pointed out an emotionally disturbed male acting erratically at the location. Once officers observed the male harassing multiple complainants, I don't know how to say that, I'm sorry. They took him into custody without further incidents, and no injuries were reported. That's a little freaky, and it's like he was arrested and then just released and he went straight back there. So I wonder how if he was able to get to like her gate and like was trying to get into the townhouse, I'm like, why wasn't, if that just happened 2 days before, like where was the security guards like to like tackle his ass outside her gate?
Yeah,
why like was he allowed to get that close?
Exactly.
Yeah. Obviously there were probably, you know, she has security with her probably more than the fucking FBI and fucking undercover agents with the president, but like who's protecting her house? Like her, that's one of her sacred places, you know, like your home's your sacred place. So to have that happen, that has to be scary. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I definitely would have beefed up security after that first time. Mm-hmm. Like there wouldn't have been a second time. Like there's no way. Like that's a little like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Were they on a break? What was going on? What was going on there?
Yeah, they were tired.
Mm-mm. No, but also, I mean, shouldn't she have gotten a restraining order?
I'm sure her people may have. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird.
At least now, I hope, like, two times, bitch.
That guy seems like
in 2 days. Danger. Two times in 2 days. And he's from Seattle, New York. For the people that might be listening, our UK and friends, Seattle and New York are across the entire country from each other.
Yeah.
Taylor, literal girl. Opposite ends. Yep. Literal opposite end. Like, I don't know. That's wild. But moving on from Taylor Slocker to Taylor's lover, it's also opening our little ESPN segment. What's that noise, ESPN? Ooh. I don't know. That little, yeah, that little, like breaking news ESPN.
We got,
I don't know.
We got to get that sound. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so obviously Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs have been dating for a little while now. Everyone loves them except NFL fans don't love them together because they show Taylor on the screens more than they show the football game. But anyway, there was rumors and there's been rumblings that Travis had asked Taylor's family for permission to ask, you know, to ask her to marry him. Well, now another source is saying that they... And this is coming from the Dumois podcast. So Dumois is basically like an Instagram podcast version of Gossip Girl. For those of you who don't know, Dumois has all the gossip. Like they'll post like spotted, whatever, at wherever they're at. They're like live in the moment. And so I like Dumois. Well, in the most recent episode, they said they revealed, quote, pretty sure Taylor and Travis got engaged on 12/31, New Year's Eve. They allegedly did it just the two of them alone before the party that they were photographed at. So there was all these videos of them kissing and really like, that's the night that they dropped like the love in front, like they love each other, the L-bomb word in front of everybody, fans, friends and family. And apparently or allegedly they are holding it off about like making a public announcement because Taylor's about to go on tour again. And then Travis is still in like the playoffs, I think.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to keep their careers, like they don't want that to be the story. And so if that's true, I think that it's smart. And I think that that shows Taylor really is there for her man. Like that's her man and she's going to let him get his moment. And then it shows like he feels the same way about her. He's like, no, you're about to go on tour. You got to focus on that. Let's keep it on the low. So if they are engaged, I love it. What are your thoughts?
Yes, because they know everything is going to break. The internet, the world, all of it. It's going to go completely nutter butters once that engagement is announced. And I'm here for it. I am here for their whole love story. Their whole love story from start to finish, which started way sooner. I mean, way later than what everyone had thought it had started. Like, everybody's like, this is like sort of kind of brand new and blah, blah, blah. But no, like sources and stuff were saying, no, this was, it had been going on for a while. Like they had been casually mm-hmm. seeing each other and stuff. So, you know, I'm really here for it. And I just also, since we're in this ESPN segment, well, I just want to send a quick shout out to his brother, Jason Kelce, who plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. He announced that he is going to be retiring this year after his 13-year career. So, hey, congratulations, Jason. Like, awesome. Man, I love his brother. I love their podcast. I don't know if you've heard their podcast or anything. They're hilarious together. And at the last Chiefs game when they won, Jason like tore his shirt off and he was like screaming with the beat. It was awesome. Epic moment. So he's got a cool brother.
Yeah, I see clips of their podcast on TikTok. And then I saw his brother, they interviewed him talking about like, you know, because he was seen crying after his loss in the, because he played for the Eagles, I think.
Yeah.
He was seen crying after his loss for the playoffs. And then like later on, they interviewed him asking about like, is he sad? And he's like, well, no, my brother's still in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, I love them.
Yeah.
And I would have never known about them if it wasn't for Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Yay, Tay Tay, bringing everybody together. I love it. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. So now moving from the NFL to the NBA, we are going to be talking about Khloe Kardashian's ex, Tristan Thompson. And this headline that I'm reading says, Tristan Thompson cheating again, ? But this time on the NBA. So
that's what cheats on everybody. Damn.
Yep. So the 32-year-old Cleveland Cavaliers player was given an NBA mandated drug test this week. And on Tuesday, the league announced his failure is going to cost him a 25-game suspension, which is nearly a third of the season. So since he violated the terms of the NBA-NBAPA anti-drug program by testing positive for two types of steroids, I'm not even going to try to say them. But anyways, he had two different types of steroids that are against their anti-drug program. And his suspension officially begins Wednesday night when the Cavaliers play the Milwaukee Bucks. So one of the steroids he taken is the, according to the National Institutes of Health, is taken to promote the release of growth hormone in a gland and promote recovery from that. Meanwhile, the other steroid he took works to mimic the function of testosterone in the body. So that in turn increases energy and stimulates muscle growth. So both drugs are banned by organizations like the NCAA, World Anti-Doping Agency, NBA, and all these other kinds of things. So, yeah, he's just a cheater all around. What are your thoughts?
I'm not surprised. at all.
I know. I'm like, is this breaking news? Like, I didn't even know he still played.
I would not know about him if it wasn't for Khloe Kardashian. So I didn't even know he played either. Like, really, I didn't. I thought his career was over.
I thought he retired.
Right? I thought his career was over when his marriage was over. So, I don't. And then plus, like, what were you thinking? You know you get drug tested. Like, what?
And that they do random.
Yeah.
So, like.
25 games. Suspended for the whole season. It's not like MVP.
Like, is he a starter?
I don't even know. Like, what
does
he?
Like, what does that mean? What
position does he play? Like, how many points a game does he get? And it.
So to end that story, just a note: he gets zero salary for the entire time he's on suspension. There's zero paycheck coming in.
And that's
NBA. NBA don't play. They say they period.
They don't play. We need some of the NBA guys on the NFL because them motherfuckers get off with everything.
They said, oh, you want to do steroids? Period.
Bet. Big bet.
Bet. And the end of this article just said, this comes from PerezHilton.com. Yes, you read that right. No pay at all. So baby mamas, Jordan Craig, Mary Lee Nichols, Khloe Kardashian, expect no check coming in. No child support.
Get no child
not,
support.
Not him naming all the baby mamas. Imagine if that was Nick Cannon.
Oh, that's a
list. Imagine Nick Cannon, no money coming in with what, 9 baby mamas or something like that?
I thought he had 12. Oh, shit.
Or 12. I don't know, girl. I don't know. I lost track of him. Like, I lost track after number 8. After Octomom levels, we lose track.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's talk about Selena Gomez now. I know she's been all over. People are really hating and loving this new relationship. You either hate or you love it. I don't have an opinion, but Vanya, you have the details on this story.
I do. So in December, so there had been some, you know, speculation going around about Selena dating, you know, and she did reveal the middle of last year that she had been casually dating and who was she dating, back and forth, a bunch of different people. But in December of last year, she shocked everyone by coming out with and confirming that she is with Benny Blanco. Now, I did not know who this was, so I had to look him up. And people's aversion to this relationship is based on Benny Blanco's looks and how he acts and the things that he says. So I don't know if you've taken a gander over at his TikTok channel, but it's giving jackass. That's as far as I can say. And yeah. Well, anyway, he is a famous music producer. He has produced music for actually Selena's exes, such as Justin Bieber and The Weeknd. So he's, you know, pretty good producer. Now there's been like a lot of like people, her fans are coming for her, like saying all this, you know, ugly stuff in some of her Instagram posts and everything, to which she claps back like, no, yes, I am with him. He is my absolute everything in my heart. He has treated me better than any human being on the planet. Now, look, girl, I'm all for happiness and, you know, looks are skin deep, sure. So, you know, guys, there's so many guys out there like, so you're telling me I had a shot? Yeah, you did. And Benny came through and was like, this girl's mine. Now, there are rumors also going around that Selena is pregnant. So at this last, I forgot what award show it was, but it's just recently where she introduced Benny to Steve Martin and Martin Short. She was wearing that beautiful red dress. And the side views of her, she has a belly pooch. Now, I don't know if that's just belly or if it is, if she is pregnant or whatever, but there's nothing coming out of her camp. They're not denying the pregnancy rumors. They're not even like acknowledging them at this point. So, but a lot of sources say that he's just not worthy of her, basically. So I don't know. I don't think I like that. What about you?
I don't have an opinion. I think that like, she can't help who she likes. Like she obviously, like, I don't know. Like, I don't, like being handsome or pretty or whatever is like kind of it's an objective thing. So like what she might find handsome, not everyone will. And what she thinks ugly, people might think they're handsome, you know? So I don't really have an opinion on that. I don't know who he is either. I just know that he's like written for a lot of people like Ed Sheeran. He's done like some of like all of our favorite music. He's probably been a part of at least one song. So I don't, you know, he's talented. The thing I do like is that he gets his own money, you know, and even though he's an artist, he's the one making all the money. Cause we all know the writers, the publishing for the music gets the money, not the artist. So, so at least she secured that bag. If she is pregnant, she ain't dumb. She ain't going to have a Tristan Thompson problems.
No, absolutely not. Not with this one. I do like that you can tell he cares about her a lot. He's very attentive to her when they're out in public and, you know, miserable for so long that I'm happy now that she's found her happiness. And she smiles. She's like everything. And people are trying to make mountains out of molehills. Like at the last show that they were at together, she walked away to go handle something. And he was like talking to the handler or something like that. But people spun it and were like, oh, they're fighting. She's ignoring him. Like, get the fuck, you know, just let that girl be. Let her be and let her be happy.
Yeah, that's her man. She gonna stick beside him.
She gonna stick beside him. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So sticking with Selena Gomez, she recently posted, and recently, like 2 days ago, she posted on her Instagram story. I guess she was maybe looking through old photos or what. Yeah. But she posted a set of old paparazzi taken swimsuit photos that were shot over a decade apart to show fans what she looked like as a 21-year-old versus a 31-year-old. So the first picture is in a zebra print bikini, and she captioned the photo, "Today I realize I will never look like this again." And then she posted a present photo showing off a more mature figure in a high-waisted swimsuit bottom and a white bikini top. And she wrote on that one, "I'm not perfect, but I am proud to be who I am. And sometimes I forget it's okay to be me." So I think that's just talking about like body image, right? Your body changes, like your body changing from when you're 21 to 31. Your body's going to change from your 31 to 41. It's just like when you're a teenager and you're growing, your body never stops adjusting and things sag. Why do you think all your favorite celebrities are getting Botox and on Ozempic? Because things start to sag even if you're Kim Kardashian. So it's called gravity, bitches. So I don't know. People, I think, are like on a Selena Gomez hate train after the whole Hailey Bieber thing. I think people started to pin her as, while we were off the podcast for a while, there was like this past fall, people are starting to think that Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are like the mean girls. But I like that she's just kind of like, whatever. I don't get the Selena hate. I've never really been a big fan of hers. I'm not like, oh, I love Selena, but I just don't understand the hate for her, and I appreciate that she shared that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I did see that today, and I was like, okay, all right, I'm here for this, you know, just body positive stuff. Because, like, again, and it could be something that she is saying also to the pregnancy rumors, you know, because, like I said, she does have a little bit of a belly and stuff. And I know, like, her weight fluctuation has been, you know, a topic of conversation. So I'm glad that she addressed it in the way that she did, because so many, you know, women look at, you know, people, celebrities and stuff. And, you know, it's, you know, our bodies, it's, you know, it's just something, it's nice, you know, for her to stick up for herself like that, but also put herself out there. And just, I mean, to me that, you know, it takes a lot to post a bikini picture, especially if you're not in what, you know, standards would be considered, you know, your perfect, you know, self, you know, so And for her, I'm, you know, go on, girl.
Yep. So I feel like this podcast, we're talking about a lot of couples. I just realized that, like, good or bad, there's a lot of couples in this podcast. And now we're going to move on to Ariana Grande, who has also been, this is story wild out. Like, if this is like, okay, Bonnie, you can go.
I've been waiting for this one. Like, when we talked about doing this show, I was like, okay, I'm just saying though, I got the Ariana story, because girl. So Ariana Grande just dropped the first song of her new album, Eternal Sunshine, and the internet is in complete shambles. Now, the song is titled Yes and it created drama, like a drama hailstorm, sparking mixed reactions to some of the lyrics that seemed to take a jab at the backlash surrounding her affair with Ethan Slater. Now, again, this is another person that I had to look up because I did not know who he was, and the internet calls him SpongeBob. So,
I don't understand. I don't know why for the longest time, like, I know what he looks like now, but for the longest time, I thought he was one of two guys. And this is not who he is, by the way. I thought he was one, the shark boy. So I thought he was like, basically, I think that's Meghan Trainor's husband. Yeah. I thought that was him. And I'm like, no, she didn't say Meghan Trainor's husband. But no, it's not him. And then I thought he was two, the guy from Glee that played the guy that was in the wheelchair. In my head, when I hear that name, those are the two faces that I picture with it. But it's not him. But anyways.
No, but if you don't know who he is, please go Google him. You know, look this up. So she had an affair with him. Now, so many people accused her of destroying Slater's marriage with his now ex-wife, Lily Joy, and who was his high school sweetheart, by the way. She just publicly denounced Ariana and said that she is not a girl's girl, because he did, in fact, you know, have an affair with Ariana, leave his wife, divorce his wife and everything. And now he's with, you know, Ariana Grande. Now the lyric in question says, "Your business is yours. Mine is mine. Why do you care so much whose D I ride?"
Yes, so, I love that lyric.
Yeah, so since that song came out, she has lost over 370,000 followers, which is a drop in a bucket compared to her 380 million followers. You know what I mean? But I can understand the hatred and the backlash and everything. And the other part of this is, at one point, Selena, so Ethan and his now ex-wife Lily had just had a baby and stuff, and when she would take the baby to set and stuff, Selena would hold the baby and be like, oh, I want to be a mom so bad.
Selena or Ariana?
Ariana, sorry, I said Selena, didn't I? Jesus,
you literally were reading my mind, because I just looked at how many followers Selena Gomez had on Instagram when you were talking about Ariana. I was like, how many, I wonder how many followers Selena has. So
stop. Oh my God. It you threw Ariana was holding the baby and was like, I want a baby so bad, all while she's fucking the dad. What? Girl. So there was that. And then who jumps into the conversation? Tag. Someone hit Candace Owens' button. Candace Owens.
Oh, this is where Candace Owens came from.
Candace Owens went completely in on Ariana Grande, calling her a hoe and a homewrecker. Now, she said that Ariana suffers from random hoe disorder, where she likes it when a man is taken. She was quick to point out that all of Ariana's past relationships all began while they were in a relationship with someone else. Every single one. Mac Miller, Pete Davis, like everyone. And I actually took the time to look this up, and it's true. It's absolutely true. You see, but here's the thing about Ariana. She stands on business. She stands on business. She don't care. She's like,
she wrote a song about a bitch. She don't care.
Yes, and she writes several songs about it. Break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
Oh, and I was singing that song like there's no tomorrow. I didn't even think about it.
Thank you, next. What? She is always,
and those are all like lead singles from her album. She's basically getting men to cheat on their wives for her albums, and I love it.
Exactly. It's kind of like what Taylor does. Like, you know, you always know, like, yeah,
like Taylor and Adele, when they have a breakup, you know it's gonna be a fire album.
And it's like Ariana, when she pounces on another chick's dude, you know it's something's coming. Mm-hmm. And now this. Yeah,
I love it, kind of. I still hate Candace Owens, but that shit is funny. Not random. What is she? Random hoe disorder.
Random hoe disorder. She has a random.
I'm gonna start telling a lot of people they have random hoe disorder. First of all,
yeah.
Second of all, I still love Ariana Grande. Like, I signed up for her little fan clipping, so I get texts from her like anytime she does a post when she's announcing like an album. I'm gonna sign up. I don't know. I love her. She's so messy.
And that's the thing. It's like I like that she is not coming out and being like, I'm not like that. It just, you can't help who you love. No, she's like,
said yes and.
Yes, and. Yes, I took her man, and. Yes, I held that girl's baby, and. Yes, I took a picture with that baby.
And I'll do it again.
And I'm going to do it again, because there is no way that this is her last relationship. Get out. I'm sorry, Ethan Slater, you're the flavor of the year right now. Like, no.
But if you're the wife, at least they left me for Ariana Grande. You know how, like, whenever you're, like, there's someone cheating and they're like, but he left her for that? Like, somebody ugly or somebody, like, broke? And you're like, then it's like, Ariana Grande.
Right now, just the fact that she is, like, a singer and she's got money, that would be the only thing. Because right now, I'm not a fan of the way she's looking. I think she looked so much prettier like a few years back. Right now, I'm not a fan of this emaciated look she's got going on, or the blonde, really, to be honest. I miss her ponytail, like all that stuff. So when I look at Ethan's ex-wife, to me, she's a lot prettier than Ariana Grande. Now, the upgrade would be like, she's a fucking international star and she's a fucking millionaire. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's the upgrade. But no, if I'm the wife, we're still boxing. I'm still going to box you, bitch. I don't care how rich you are. You held my
I can't believe Ariana Grande is with him.
Like, and that's the
what other do you thing. Think it is about that?
That's the thing the fans are saying. Fans are like, that's, I think that's why I like put Selena's name in there too earlier, because it's like, Selena, Ariana, what the fuck is going on?
Like, for viewers, people on YouTube, like, that's his ex-wife. Her name's Lily something. Mm-hmm. This is Ethan Slater. What is that?
You can't tell me he don't look like SpongeBob in the face.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What is she seeing that? It has to be the personality.
Or the dick. I'm just saying. Like, y'all are thinking it. I'm saying it. His D game got to be on point. Or his...
But like, what attracted... But what attracted her to him, though, before that? The wife. Like, how did she even...
It was the wife.
And she was like, you know what? I'm going to go after him because he has a wife.
Yeah, but that's all. That's all. She's going to get bored here soon. She'll be bored soon.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a woman when she's down, but the wife ain't that either. Like, all that either, so...
It's a hard choice between her and Ariana. I mean, but I think she's just a little bit prettier right now.
But the other way, he would hit the jackpot with his wife, and he hit the jackpot with Ariana.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he's the one winning. He's the one winning.
I'm telling you that gotta be strong.
And he has kid. I'm in shock. You see, I've seen him before, but I still am in shock when I see his face again and again.
But let's look at Ariana's past, though. Pete Davidson.
Yeah, but everybody in the world knows why Pete Davidson.
Okay. You're right.
Everybody, nobody can joke. There's nothing to hide. Everybody in America and the UKians, everybody knows.
I'm just saying. And
why?
I'm not saying anything because, like, I love his music and, you know, RIP, but Mac Miller wasn't the greatest looking guy in the world, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, he's way better than SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, Mac Miller's Brad Pitt right now.
But she also dated Big Sean, and Big Sean was handsome. He's handsome.
That's true.
I don't know. She just likes, if they take it, she wants them. No, yes, and. Yes, and.
I like it. I want it. Yeah, we know.
I got it.
We know. We know, ho.
Thank you, next. Break up the girlfriend on board. Yes, and.
Oh, no.
I just wrote a whole story with.
Definitely not trust that hoe in a room with my man.
What do you think her friends tell her?
Yes, queen. Get it.
I don't know. Imagine her group chats. I don't know. I don't know. We're going to move on before we say something else that's probably, I don't know.
Don't be leaking our group chats now. What's wrong with you?
I know. So now I want to talk about some Barbie movie drama. Barbie, the movie, took over the world last, what did it come out? Summertime?
Yeah.
Like summer, like early fall, summer. That took over the entire world. Everything in here in America was pink. Everything. Like, even when you went to Starbucks, like their little menu boards that the baristas draw like every week, those everything was Barbie. Everything in the world was Barbie. This movie took over the world. They were like one of the top grossing movies. I think the top grossing movie of last year, like all these things, right? Accolades. Well, they being the Barbie movie, were snubbed when the Oscars just announced who would be like the nominations, right? So everyone believes, since the Barbie movie came out and broke all these records, that Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, and Greta Gerwig, who was like the producer or director or something of Barbie, like the creator of Barbie, everyone was like, this is a shoe-in for the movie, right? They were going to get it. Everybody thought that. Well, the nominations dropped this week, and people immediately noticed that the two failed to earn nominations. Margot failed to earn a nomination the Best Actress, while Greta was running for Best Director and did not get nominated for that. So Ryan Gosling, though, who played Ken, did get nomination for Best Supporting Actor as his role in Ken. He did, though, talk to People Magazine and tell them, quote, "There is no Ken without Barbie. And there is no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on the film without their talent, grit, and genius." And then he was not the only one kind of talked about it because America Ferrera was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress in the same film. So she went on to said, let's see here. She said, quote, "I am extremely honored to be nominated by my colleagues alongside such remarkable artists in a year of so many great films. And I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm also incredibly honored and proud that it's for portraying." Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ryan. I was like, hold on. She did not play fucking Ken, bitch. anyways, America to a Variety magazine. Greta has done just about everything that a director could do to deserve it. Creating this world, taking something that didn't have inherent value to most people and making it a global phenomenon, it feels so disappointing to not see her on that list. And then she added about Margot Robbie, who played Barbie. What Margot achieved as an actress is truly unbelievable. One of the things about Margot as an actress is how easy she makes everything look. And perhaps people got fooled into thinking that the work seemed easy, but Margot is a magician as an actress in front of the screen, and it was one of the honors of my career to get to witness her pull off the amazing performance she did. She brings so much heart and humor and depth and joy and fun to the character, and in my book, she's a master. So both America and Ryan were both kind of talking and defending Margot and Greta. I think that them nominating, them being the Academy, nominating Ryan Gosling for Ken, Ryan Gosling for Ken is the biggest slap in the world based on what the movie, if you watch the movie, it's basically saying how men can just are douchebags, you know what I mean? Like the how the world is ran by men when women are some of the most powerful things and they're always overseed or they have to work two times as hard than a man. And it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth that it would they would do that and not. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Hello, patriarchy. That's what you know. That's what it boils down to, and it is in bad taste. Absolutely. I just don't understand how you can give like someone like give them their dues without giving the person that created that their dues as well. Like, okay, if they didn't want to nominate Margot Robbie, whatever, like I think she should have been nominated. If they're going to nominate Ryan Gosling and, you know, other people in the movie, but the director definitely should have been nominated. Like she was, you know, the mastermind behind the world that was created in that masterpiece, you know, for Ryan Gosling to have gotten the nomination to begin with. I did like the part that America Ferrera played. I think, you know, she played that role really good and it was outstanding and it had a message and all that stuff. But yeah, you know, Margot Robbie did play, you know, I think maybe they may have looked at her and thought it was like a little bit borderline on the silly side. Like her role was a little bit more superficial than, you know, America Ferrera's role or what they would have perceived
Gosling.
That one. I always get those two confused. Gosling's role and stuff like that. But yeah, the movie was very heavy on like, you know, guys, the selfishness of men a little bit.
Even if they saw that about Margot, I'm like, how, like, Greta's the one that directed the entire film. So, like, it came from her.
Exactly.
So, if anybody was nominated, like, and to add, like, insult to injury, the five directors nominated were all men.
There's no females.
Not one. Nope.
That's a no bueno.
And out of the five men, the directors, only one movie did I have I heard of ever. And it was Christopher Nolan of Oppenheimer, which I heard is one of the best movies of last year. I just have been waiting to watch it until it comes on Amazon Prime because it's 3 hours long. I'm like, bitch, I need a restroom break, a snack break. I need let my dog out break. Like, I can't be doing 3 hours in a theater. Can't do it.
Right. You know, in all honesty, I am, even though it was like the biggest, one of the biggest movies of last year, I think I'm really surprised that any part of it was nominated for the Oscars. You know, because it's like you think of like Oscar-worthy movies; those are normally like serious movies, like
drama. They're usually like the movies that you never heard of, too.
Yeah,
like, usually it's always like, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah, they're just like biopics and, you know, just like all that stuff. So, I mean, for it to even get nominated on this scale, like, yes, it's a good thing, but it also still, there's a little bit of sexism there. You know what I mean? It's not right. But I will also say, though, the Academy Awards have been known for this. This is not their first rodeo with this kind of controversy and stuff like that. And at this point, it's like, I'm not fucking surprised. I think it's just bullshit.
Well, we are rounding out close, but before I get into my Housewives drama, let's talk about Madonna, because this bitch, no matter how long she's been in the industry, she's always shaking up shit. She's the original drama queen.
She really is. She really the fuck is.
The diva. When you hear diva, you should think of Madonna.
Seriously. Going back to when she was grabbing her crotch in videos or burning crosses, like
a virgin.
This bitch, like, is just, there's always something. But this just blows my mind. So Madonna is being sued by two of her fans for being tardy to a concert. You heard me right. The Queen of Pop, Live Nation, and Barclays Center are all being sued for false advertising. Now, the tickets that they sold for this event read that it started at 8:30, but the show did not start until 10:30 and went on until well after midnight. Now, this federal lawsuit was filed in a Brooklyn court stating that there was unfair and deceptive trade practices. Now, the two attendees claimed that they were confronted with limited public transportation, limited ride sharing, and increased public or private transportation costs. They also pointed out in this very viral lawsuit that they even had to get up for work the next morning. How inconsiderate of Madonna. So yeah. What they are suing for is not, it was not stated the specifics or anything on that. But, you know, as a judge, I would literally laugh this lawsuit out of my court.
Yeah. And then, like, the lawyers that took it on, you know that the people suing aren't paying those lawyers, because the lawyers are going to get money just off of their name being mentioned in articles and stuff, right? So Madonna, before I give my some opinions, Madonna and Live Nation released a statement today on Rolling Stone. They said, the shows opened in North America at Barclays in Brooklyn as planned, with the exception of a technical issue December 13th during soundcheck. Their statement said, this caused a delay that was well documented in press reports at the time, and we intend to defend this case vigorously. Girl, who can afford to go against Madonna? She'll keep you in court for fucking your lifetime. Your kids will go to court and she'll still be taking you to court. Like, you will never have enough money to go against Madonna. Second of all, if I was going to see someone like Madonna, even though I never would, just because Madonna was like before me, like before my generation, right? I would go to her concert late. Like, if the show said 7, I probably wouldn't get there till 9. Because I know that she wouldn't be there, right? Like, it just shows, like, how many people actually haven't been to concerts. I've only been to one concert that they started on time, and that was Doja Cat. And she said they're 9:15. At 9:15 on the fucking dot, that bitch's music started playing and she came out. That's the only performer I've ever seen. You know, we're going to a concert tomorrow. I guarantee that shit ain't going to start on time. No. Concerts start on time. That's just the way it is, and a lot of people don't realize. I learned this when I was being nosy. One of my first Beyonce concert is that she does not take the stage until 70% of the tickets have been scanned into the venue, because the artist doesn't want you to miss out if there's a traffic delay trying to get in, if there's some kind of safety issue getting into this arena. There's no point of them taking the stage if they're going to come out to an empty arena, because nobody can get to the arena. And so I found out, like, whenever I was like, well, Beyonce's being a diva a little bit, I'm like, well, no, it's because they are waiting for 70% of the tickets to be scanned in to the venue. And I'm sure the same works with Madonna. It's just to make sure that majority of the fans are actually there and they're safe, right?
So, that sounds like consideration to me. Shut the fuck up. Maybe just contact customer service and ask them for reimbursement of an Uber ride. Like, this is stupid.
The thing is, like, everybody also knows Uber is, like, on any kind of event, Uber ups their prices. Yeah. Lyft, they have like for everything. They like after certain times, like if you're trying to Uber like after a nightclub in between like 2 and 3 a.m., they double their prices just because they know people are using it.
Yeah.
Bitch, like y'all, it's 2024. You're paying $13 for a thing of eggs. Like, get over it.
I just know, like, concerts always late. Like, it, no good concert starts before 9 o'clock. Get the fuck out of here. Like, yep. No.
Like, no concerts start on time. I don't understand. If tomorrow's concert starts on time, we'll report back next week.
We sure will.
We sure will.
We sure will.
So, all right. Last couple stories here. I have to give my housewife segment because the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City was the best housewives finale I have seen since like in over a decade. Like Housewives has been on forever, and this finale was one of the best ever. I tell you guys, if you're a Housewives fan and you saw this, you know what I'm talking about. Receipts, proof, timeline, text messages. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. For the girls that know, they know. So this is all stirred up by one of the cast members who's new to the season, Monica Garcia, and she's on Housewives of Salt Lake City. Well, she joined the cast because of there was a girl the last couple seasons I was on named Jen Shaw. She's very controversial. She's in jail now because she was defrauding old people of money. Well, Monica used to be a quote assistant to her. Well, she came on the cast and she caused all this drama because the thing about Monica is that everyone was liking her during the season. But Monica's the very first housewife to not have all the millions of dollars and the riches. She was living like in a 2-bedroom house with her kid. She drove her own car. She didn't have all these fancy things. Like you saw her trying to use, she had to like open a credit card to buy a new purse to go on vacation with the ladies. And like, she was the very first housewife that's like real, like people can identify with, right? So she was like really popular in the beginning. Well, in the finale, it came out that Monica Garcia was leading a troll account that was harassing all of the girls that are on Salt Lake City, the entire cast in previous seasons, and like led one of them to like anxiety and depression. She actually had pending lawsuits on another one of her quote unquote friends on the cast. She had pending lawsuits on her spa services and under different aliases. So she was suing her friend for like millions of dollars, and her friend didn't even know. Well, it came out all in the last episode that that's who it was. They hired undercover and that's who it was. Not even production company knew. Well, Monica Garcia, say all of this to say that Bravo just announced that to People Magazine that she will not be joining next season because the remaining cast of Heather, Meredith, Lisa, Whitney, and Angie said that they would refuse to go back on the show and they would not tape if she was back on. This is going hit or miss. People are going crazy. But someone did, the showrunner, her name's Lori, she did say, quote, "The women just need a cooling off period, and I think it's just too soon. They've articulated it. It's too soon for them to re-enter into a friendship, a trusting friendship. Not enough time has passed." But Monica hasn't commented on the firing yet. It's just that they're saying that she is fired, but this could be just a quote break, and she could possibly be coming back for a future season. Bonnie, I know you don't know any of this, but I had to talk about it because it is, guys, if you are a Housewives fan, I'm telling you, I was not a Salt Lake City girly, but after this season, it is my number one franchise. So I am doing you a favor right now. If you like any of the Housewives shows, you have to watch Salt Lake City. It's the best season I have ever seen in a long time. So for, again, Housewife girlies, go and watch it and message me on Instagram. We'll talk about it all day. I'm obsessed.
So, I'm here for all that drama. Like,
imagine you a friend. Everything. Imagine you having a friend come in and you're going through this lawsuit and you're talking to your friend like, "I can't believe I'm going through this lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. My business getting sued." And then at the very end of the whatever, like 2-3 months later, your undercover lawyer and every, like your lawyer hires an undercover agent to dig up dirt and you find out it's your friend suing you under aliasing. Imagine. Anyways, girl, it's messy. So again, one last time, if you like any Housewives show, go watch Salt Lake City. You'll thank me. Just like, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now that I have that, I've been dying to talk about that. Like, I am obsessed with it. Like, my whole TikTok for you page is literally Monica Garcia, because I'm obsessed with her. She is an icon. A fraud, but an icon. All right, we're gonna end this podcast on the shit show known as Kanye West.
Oh,
thought I forgot. Nope, I don't. So I'm gonna go by Kanye West, because all the articles are now calling him Kanye again. So he's not going by Ye no more. He's going by Kanye again.
Oh, that was his name. Ye. I don't know. I lost track of his names.
Yeah. So we're just gonna stick with Kanye.
Okay.
Well, we know he married this lady Bianca, right? Whatever. Well, recently, they've been stirring up some issues and some drama, because they've been seen out in public. She's like, literally a while back, like last month, she was seen in New York City, and all she was walking around was with a towel in front of her body, and that was her outfit for the day. So she had a purse on, and she was just holding a towel covering her like areas.
Yeah.
And so people are like, what in the fuck is going on with Kanye? Well, okay, for our listeners, I'm just going to show, this is really messed up, but I'm going to show this, like, it looks like she's had it. Like, if we're honest here, it looks like she's had it. Look at her face. So that's his beautiful wife, Bianca. This past week, Kanye was up to his antics again, and he was spotted with her in a Melrose area tanning salon in videos released by TMZ. So he was seen yelling at multiple paparazzi, giving them specific instructions on how they would be allowed to photograph the couple, and they had to follow his direction. And for him, he says it's a 45-degree angle. So, during all of this commotion, there was a homeless man that like entered in, and like he went off on Kanye in front of the paparazzi, talking shit to Kanye, and it was just a whole like moment. But yeah, so apparently Kanye wants to be a 45 degrees, and he said that the only way that him and his wife would pose for paparazzi is that they agree to only shoot them from 45 degree angles. How does he know it's 45 degrees that he needs? That's my question.
Okay, look. I don't know what's going on in his Coco Loco head. I mean, he's king of the Lulus right now. But that's not all. Like, have you seen his Instagram lately?
The pictures I know you have notifications on for him, but I don't. Let me go look.
You just pull up his Instagram. The pictures he has been posting about his wife. Like, what? And he was worried about North having social media? Get the fuck out of here. Like, and I also have a question. Why do her titties hang that low?
I don't know. Why does he have her wearing, like, this black leather, like rubber thing? Okay. Like, why does he do that to her?
And he's got, like, a picture of her in a closet in, like, yeah.
He has her like making something to eat in like a thong bikini with boots on and a black leather. Like, what do you call that? Like a black leather, like a ski mask almost, but it's a black and leather.
It's kind of like the mask that the guys, the executioners wore back in the day.
Yeah. Like, why are her titties like that?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm getting anxious. I got to get away.
They're very low. I feel like she doesn't have kids or anything like that. And
I mean, it's gravity. We said, like, when you age, things drop.
Nah, she ain't that old.
But you know why they drop? It's because she doesn't ever wear bras. She's not wearing bras in any of them.
Oh, yeah, no. She doesn't. There's, like, I don't know, you guys. If you want to see some freaky shit, just go on over to Kanye's Insta. Take social media away from this man. I don't know. Can we have you know, I kind of miss old Kanye. This new Kanye, kind of weird. Weirder than the old Kanye. I didn't think that was possible.
Like, what old Kanye are you talking about, though? Like, old Kanye, like Kim Kardashian old Kanye, or old Kanye, like OG Kanye, like, which Kanye? Because he's been
through stages. Like, OG, like, before Kim Kardashian.
You see, he was weird, but he wasn't like weird. Like, he was weird. Like, oh, he's pretty weird. Like, I like his music. He's strange. He's different.
He's eclectic.
This is like.
No. See, the Kardashians fucked him up.
He looks like if you get him mad, he might call your job and do a bomb threat. That's what he looks like.
He's going to lick the bomb before he did. That's what he looks like. Okay.
He gives me Joe from You, like You vibes. A little bit. I don't know what's wrong.
Maybe if Joe was like, got knocked in the head like several times with the hammer, then that's, he's.
What do you think? What kind of person does it take to marry him?
The kind that is like want her payday.
Like they have a prenup, like they have like Britney Spears, like you have to be together for certain long before you get money. I bet she's counting down the fucking days, girl. She said one, two, three.
I just don't understand. Like, that's your wife. Why are you remember how he used to fucking get so mad at Kim for the shit that she would wear and stuff like that? He didn't want her exposing her body too much. I know what every part of his wife's body looked like except her actual vagina. Everything else what it looked like.
Imagine your husband tells you can wear, today I want you to wear just a purse, some high heels, and hold the towel all day in front of you.
Okay. Tell it to my Cash App. Talk to my Cash App first, okay?
He probably does make it go off.
You know, I don't know.
I just thought this would be a great way to end this episode. To give you guys a glimpse of what you have to look forward to in 2024 with this.
Kanye. It's going to be great.
And to top it off, his Instagram says Kanye West, but then his bio says Ye.
Okay. I told you, king of the DeLulus right now.
Maybe it's like an on and off switch. It's like, today I'm going to be like this moment, like the crazy person is Ye. But I'm Kanye in the studio.
Okay. Multiple.
I don't know.
His brain's always off. Where's his God stuff now? Does he still have his church?
No, he stopped the church. That? I think they churched. I don't know. I think that cult disbanded. I think
he stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's all we have for you guys today. So Bonnie's podcast, The Bitches Who Brunch, comes back on Tuesday, January. I don't remember the date. Is it January? Let's see. Join it January 23rd. Oh, no, that was yesterday. 30th. Why can't I do math? Anyways, January 30th, Tuesday. They're back on live shows again. A Bitches Who Brunch, Bonnie and Marlene. Bonnie, what are you most excited about?
Oh, God, just being back on, getting live. On the live and getting into some of the topics that we are going to be getting into. It is definitely going to still be our craziness, but we got a little bit of serious stuff sprinkled in there. We've got some new segments coming up that we have never done before. There is going to be an On the Streets with Bitches Who Brunch segment. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the season coming up. There might be different recording locations, just everything. It's going to be new, but it's going to be the old us. Like we coming back, y'all. Like, we're ready to shake shit up.
It's gonna be fun. We did a live show for like a mid-holiday break, like a little episode, and we did a live show just like testing that because we had just made a new logo and things. We're like, let's just test it out, and it was just like we all got off and we're like, oh, we have to do lives again.
Yes, it was so much fun. I'm excited and I cannot wait. So much coming with this new season. So.
That's all we have for you guys today. I'm excited. It was like weird. Like, I have to find my groove again and like reading articles and telling my thoughts. Like, I have to find the groove again, but we will get there and I'm excited. So let's see what Kanye West has in store for us next week, or Britney, one of them.
It'll be one of them, or the UKians. I actually want some UKian news.
Yeah, we had UKans, but they didn't make the cut. Sorry, UKans. I know y'all really looking forward to our opinions on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Are they still UKans?
Aren't they like USAans they, now?
I thought they're Canadians.
Are they?
I don't know, girl. Anyways, they'll be back. We'll be back. That's all we have for you guys. We're going to go get off. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.